Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Paz Derrick, and this is the one-year anniversary of Positively Unconstitutional. I again want to thank the owners at the Republic Broadcasting Network for giving me this opportunity to go on and on about all the things that are wrong with this country. And with that said, I'm going to say it again. The problem in this country is not going to be fixed by voting. We have to go and we have to look at the fundamentals. We have to look at what is fundamentally wrong with the system, and we have to fix the fundamentals. We can't treat the symptoms. You know, it's just like Western medicine. You know, it's just like I was saying about the kids, you know. You know, there's more and more kids who have ADD. Why? Because there's more and more sugar in the food, and there's more and more aspartame in the diet food. So when your kid starts getting fat, you start giving him aspartame. You know, you confuse the hell out of him. You know, you feed him all this sugar where he's jumping through, you know, out of the roof, and then you tell him to sit still in that chair and pay attention. And then you teach at such a slow level that an intelligent kid, he can't slow himself down that much. He's got 20 things on his mind, not that one boring thing you're talking about. With that said, I'm going to take our next caller, and I believe that is Randy in California. Randy, how are you today?
Pretty good. Hey, I want to talk to you about the Second Amendment.
Miles, and turn right.
All right. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. To my legal research, the word infringe means you can't regulate it. You can't touch it. Period.
Right.
And they've done nothing but touch it.
That's absolutely right. The only problem with that is, as a U.S. citizen, since there is no de jure law in the United States, and since you now have contracted with the federal government, what's happened is, you are not a party to the Constitution. The Second Amendment doesn't protect you, in effect. What's happened is that now you've entered into a corporate trust. You've donated your estate to the trust, and the trust now has given you privileges and immunities. And so it appears that the Second Amendment applies to you, but only if they want it to. Because all they have to do is say emergency, and then nobody has Second Amendment rights, because nobody has any rights, because it's an emergency. And remember, the 1934 Emergency Powers Act is still in effect. So in effect, nobody really has any rights, but we have the color of law. We don't really have law. We don't even have the literal interpretation of the Constitution. But don't worry, your parent, the Congress, he'll interpret the Constitution for you, and he'll apply it to you as he sees fit through, you know, the judicial branch, through the courts. It's all administration. You really don't have any rights at all.
Well, I'm just grateful that someone like you is out here on the radio airwaves telling people what the truth is. Hopefully that put a spark in them. They're going to start investigating to verify what you say. Because this country's lost. I mean,
I've given everybody the remedy. The remedy is you go back to doing it the right way. That means everybody got to check out of the Federal Reserve System. And then, you know, it's really simple. The Congress has to take over making the units of weights and measures, because the dollar is the only unit of measure that has no standard. And so what that means is the dollar can continually shrink. You don't see the foot shrinking. You don't see the mile getting shorter. You don't see the inch getting shorter, or the millimeter, or any other unit of measure. Why? There's always a standard against that unit of measure. But the dollar is a unit of measure, but it has no standard.
You said it all.
And so the Congress, the only thing they have to do is issue the dollar bills that we use and maintain a steady level amount of money in circulation. And with that said, we got to go back to commercial. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and today is October the 16th, 2010. I've been talking with our caller, Randy, in California. We've been talking about gun rights. Do you actually have any gun rights? And, you know, I'll say it again. I've proposed a solution. We have to fix the fundamentally things that are wrong with the country. You know, that means changing the law. You know, I wrote to one of my regular email, you know, listeners, you know, somebody who emails me on a regular basis. And I wrote him, and I was kind of, you know, angry when I wrote it. I said, if I showed you the proper way to run your business and somebody else showed up and decided you should do something illegal, which way would you choose? Would you choose to do it the right way or would you choose to do it the wrong way? This is your decision. Will you act lawfully and support the Republican state that you were born in? Or will you act in rebellion against the country and nationality of your birth to support the U.S. government? I said, don't even bother to respond because I already know your answer. You're going to vote. You pledged allegiance to the United States. You committed treason against the country of your birth. And somehow, choosing between two false choices, as I brought out earlier, Perry or White, in the governor's race in Texas, somehow this is going to save your problem. What do you think, Randy? Is that going to solve the problem? Are you still with me, Randy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Is voting for one or the other going to solve the problem when you got two false choices?
Nope. I hate to say it, but it really is time for a revolution. I mean, how do you get around it?
I mean, it's a peaceful resolution. I'm telling you how to get around it. If you want to get around it, go and join the People's Awareness Coalition and start trading with the other people in the coalition and change your nationality to the nationality of your state and get out from underneath the U.S. jurisdiction. This is what the Founding Fathers intended. You would be a party to the Constitution of your state. Your state would be a party to the national Constitution. And the people would be separated from the federal government. They would not interact with the federal government at all. The federal government was not designed to until they, you know, invented this treacherous 14th Amendment. And the 14th Amendment effectively makes you a treasoner. You know, you've committed treason when you join the U.S. government. You were not born in the United States. The United States is a fiction. It's an overlay. You couldn't have been born into it. And so the way that you're born into it is it's presumed that you're part of it if your father was part of it. And so once they trick your father into the social insurance scheme, then every child he has, well, he's part of the social insurance scheme too. And of course now all the corporations, it's become their policy that you got to have a social security card or they can't give you a job. And so people believe that they can't get a job. They can't work for anybody. Well, of course they can work. They have the unlimited ability to contract. And you can go contract with any corporation you want to have work and get paid. And you don't have to have a social security card. The IRS will tell you so. But every person's been trapped into this private law. And, you know, everyone's elected to do it.
As a matter of fact, Social Security itself will tell you. Go to any office, I don't care where it's at. And they'll tell you there's no law requiring you to have a Social Security number, and there's no law requiring you to have a Social Security number to get a job.
That's right. But just ask our friend Jerry Kirk, you know, if you can get an internet connection without a Social Security number. The answer is no. Why? Because it's the policy of the provider.
Yeah. Well, and so, actually, if you do a Google search, 1974 Privacy Act, it's a felony for anybody to ask you for a Social Security number other than a welfare agency. They're the only ones that can ask you for a Social Security number. Nobody else can. It's a felony.
Well, it's only a felony if you, you know, report it, and if you press charges, and you take them to court.
That's very true.
You know, we don't have any rights that we can't, you know, protect in court.
Well, I'll tell you this. I worked with a movie company, and one of their biggest clients, we was moving the lady who was the head of human resources, and it's like a $1 billion corporation. So I was talking to her, if I got a job there, I can get there, I get a job where you work out with a Social Security number, right? She goes, no. As a matter of fact, we make you sign a waiver saying that we can ask you for a Social Security number. I said, so if I refuse to give you one, what happens then? She goes, we don't give you a job. So that means these big corporations are in bed with the government.
Well, that's what incorporate means. It means to join with. So when you incorporate with the state of the union that you live in, the state of Texas in my case, then you incorporate or you join with the state government. And now you are in business together. And this gives the state government the right to come in and audit your books at any time they want to. And of course, you know, you should be able to do all the things that they do in a corporation, you know, personally. But of course, if you live in the Republic, you have unlimited liability for your actions. And, of course, in the democracy, you have limited liability. You can basically steal all the money you want, throw up your hands, go, I'm bankrupt, and, you know, your liability is limited. The judge can decide, yeah, discharge all those debts. All gone.
Well, you know what's funny is, see, I'm a process server. I serve people with legal papers.
Uh-huh.
And every person that I've ever served, their name's always all in caps. I even tried to tell a couple of people, you know what? They're suing you as a corporation. They're like, what? And I try to explain it to them. They don't get it.
I've seen an interesting online video, and it's kind of an animation, and it's called Felony Night Putting. Mitch is accused of felony night putting or something like that. And it's really amusing because apparently this Mitch person has signed a UCC that takes control of his corporate, you know, all caps fiction.
Right.
So when he goes to court, the judge, you know, calls him into the court and asks him his name, and he won't respond with his name because he knows that's agreeing with the court, and he won't step into the court, and he asks the court to handle the matrix in chambers, you know, and in private, because this is private law, not public law. And since he owns the corporation and all the things and all the property that it owns of this, you know, Mitch Incorporation, that, you know, he talks to the judge and you know, says, hey, give me those, you know, wet signature charging papers in the matrix there, and I'll, you know, write the remedy on there, and I'll help the court with this remedy in private in your chambers. But I'm not going to step into the court where I'm under your jurisdiction. And it's really quite well done. It's really humorous, but it illustrates exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you know, I have a real hard problem with that word public law, because I believe that what the word public means, it means government control. That's all it means.
Well, you know, and I had a show a while back about Lee Brobst, and Lee Brobst says that your remedy is in the public law. That there is a contract between the government and you, and the government will live by the contract. And so he says that your remedy is in the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act. That is, if you change your nationality, then you're not under the jurisdiction of the United States.
And, I'm a California state citizen. That's my nationality. I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Well, you know, the FBI has declared that state citizens, you're a terrorist.
They did declare that?
You're a nonconformist, of course. You know, this is what I'm trying to say. This whole mental illness thing, you must be mentally ill. You're odd. You've got ODD. You're defiant of the government.
I know. And when I make up the arguments in court, the judge tries to start acting like I must be crazy or something. Are you on drugs? I said, excuse me? For me sitting here simply telling you the truth, that's how you're going to respond to me, that I must be crazy, I must be out of my mind. It's unbelievable.
Go out to YouTube and look up Mitch Cumstein accused of felony night putting. And what's happening here is the judge is confused because you don't know the difference between the private law and the public law. And so you're trying to bring private matters, private law that you've agreed to, into the public courtroom. And so the court is asking you, are you taking drugs? Because are you, you know, in compos mentis? Are you nuts? Because you're talking about private law here in the public courtroom, and this is not the place for it. If you want to talk about private law, the place to do that is in chambers with the judge, outside the court. You see?
But how are you going to move the court to do that?
Well, you don't ever enter into the court. You don't ever submit to his jurisdiction. You know, Jerry Kirk says when he steps across, you know, the bar into the courtroom, that he says to the judge, nothing acknowledged, nothing granted. So I'm not granting jurisdiction, and I'm not acknowledging anything of the court. And then he goes through a process of asking for a trial by jury and for discovery. And then immediately upon discovery, he goes and he asks for discovery on the prosecutor and on the judge himself. And then he goes and asks the judge a bunch of embarrassing questions, like, for instance, well, do you belong to any organizations? You know, like the Masons. Oh, you belong to the Mason? Have you taken any oaths over there? Well, do any of those oaths, conflict with your oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States? And, what religion do you belong to? Do you take any oaths there? And so on and so forth. And the judge doesn't want to go there. And so he dismisses the case because he's not going to answer all those questions.
Right.
And, he can't show you where his power emanates from. There is no connection in law. But that said, we got to go for another word for our sponsor. We've been talking with Randy in California.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day there's a reason. I just do it.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to encourage all my listeners to stay tuned at the noon hour for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I want to thank all the good folks over at Darren Weeks, Government America, for all the timely information that they bring us. And with that said, we're talking with Randy in California. And Randy, you told us before the break that you were a state citizen. Can I inquire as to how you became a state citizen?
Yeah, sure. I went to the L.A. County Reporter's Office, and I reported a revocation of power of attorney, which means I cancel my social security number because that gives the feds the power of attorney over you. I took an oath to the California flag, and I declaration that I'm a state citizen, not a U.S. citizen. That's three things that I did. How I tell the government this is who I am. I'm not who you say I am. I am who I say I am. But now the county reporter's office will stop you from recording those documents.
They will, huh?
Yep.
How can they do that?
Well, that's called practicing law. Why, there's a government code section that says they can't do that.
You know, there's all kind of law out there, and, you know, I bet there's a way under the Uniform Commercial Code that they can't stop you from recording something like that. In fact, isn't a notary, you know, an officer of the state, and the notary has to notarize whatever you bring to them. They can't qualify what they notarize. They're just notarizing
exactly.
Your signature.
Yep.
But,
like your previous caller, though, to me, that guy's a conformist. I mean, really, he is. He's like, well, if you don't want to do it, don't do it, but, you know, I want to live in peace. And to me, I mean, he's just laying down to the system.
Yeah, and again, you know, in my approximation, you know, the fundamental answer to the question is to remove support for the illegal government and insist on having the de jure government again. And if, you know, a substantial amount of Americans do this, then it will become public policy. And what, you know, I keep cautioning people, and I see this happening, you know, right now, it's already happened, and that is that it is now public policy in the United States to hire foreigners to be the president of the United States, to be the CEO of the country. And we can see that Barack Obama, a person born in Kenya, who admittedly in discussions openly admits that he was not born in Hawaii, that he was born in Kenya. And, so now that's public policy. So more than half of the Americans voted to put him in that office. And in doing so, they changed the public policy, just like they changed the public policy about the money back in 1933-34 with the bankruptcy of the United States. These are the fundamental problems of the country. You know, all this nonsense about which guy to pick or who to vote into office or who to vote out of office or is Christine O'Donnell a witch or, you know, isn't she a witch or, you know, is she a dingy broad or, you know, I mean, come on. You know, it's all the Hegelian dialectic. It's all just an argument out there. They already know what they want to implement, but they want to let you participate so that they can gain your consent. And that's what the whole thing is all about, to gain your consent, to give you a feel like you had a voice in the decision, even if the decision went against what you thought the right decision was.
Right.
It's discouraging.
But by any chance, I heard this on Jesse Ventura the other day, was on Howard Stern's show. And Howard asked me, there's a lot of talk around that Barack Obama was born in Africa, you know, wasn't born here. He goes, look, he says he's born in Hawaii. That's all there is to it. I didn't want to talk about it. I couldn't believe that.
I mean, I have video off of YouTube where Barack Obama says right to the crowd that he wasn't born in Hawaii. He's a Kenyan. There's film of his wife standing at the podium saying the same thing.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen it too. You know, this is not something that somebody's making up. They got video of him standing in front of a crowd saying that he was born in Kenya. He wasn't born in Hawaii. I don't know why there's so much argument about this. But the fact of the matter is that the president, see, we live in a dictatorship. The president's hired. Who hires him? Well, who prints the money? He's paid with their money. And, you know, pretty much he's a representative of the Federal Reserve. You know, the powers that be at Goldman Sachs contributed enough to his campaign to make sure he got elected. You know, it took billions to get a black man elected in this country right now. But, you know, this is the way, you know, they want to change the country. You know, they're preaching now, you know, inclusion, include everybody, don't exclude anybody. Oh, everything is okay. Oh, this is okay, that's okay, you know. And, you know, it's all the media. And the media controls the world now. I see it in every television show. There's an underlying issue that they're supporting, that they're making you believe, from global warming to, you know, being nice to animals, the pet of people, and you know, all of it. It's incredible. Environment this, environment that. Once again, we have to go for a word from our sponsors. I hear the music. We've been talking with Randy in California. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And welcome back. We've been talking about gun rights today. And do you really have any God-given rights? Or are they only privileges and immunities of the corporation? So, to answer that question, go back to what I was talking about earlier. And I have a quote here. It says, in his concurring opinion, Justice Thomas alone supported overturning the Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank decisions, proposing that the right to keep and bear arms is a privilege of American citizenship that applies to the states through the 14th Amendment's Privileges or Immunities Clause. So there you have it. According to a concurring opinion, Justice Thomas says the Second Amendment is not a God-given right. It is a corporate privilege and immunity, and as such can be rescinded at will. And those are my words. It can be rescinded at will. With that said, I'm going to go to our next caller, George in Texas. George, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, Mr. Pozderek?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you today?
Well, yeah, I heard like the state of Georgia, I think, repealed the 14th and 15th Amendment, where I think people can claim state citizen status instead of U.S. citizen status.
Really?
Yes, and also there is a bill that might help undoing the 14th Amendment United States citizen status It is a bill called Bill Number Georgia House Bill 875. It's sponsored by a representative named Bobby Franklin of the 43rd District in the state legislature. This bill restores the right to travel without a license, registration, or proof of insurance. And I think that's probably one of the steps of undoing this United States citizen status.
And again, you know, I've tried to put the word out there that there is a remedy for this. There's three different people that I've talked to, and all of them have come to nearly the same conclusion, and that is that in order to get away from the IRS, you have to break these private contracts that you've entered into, and you have to change your nationality so that you're no longer a U.S. citizen, although you may be a U.S. national by virtue of your state citizenship. And this bill by Bobby Franklin, Georgia House Bill 875, if it does in fact repeal the 14th and 15th Amendment, that's world-changing stuff. This is, you know, people are on the that's a solution. That's a remedy.
Well, this bill could have ramifications, even a constitutional crisis, way beyond the Georgia state line, because now you're getting the full faith and credit of the U.S. Constitution.
I mean, remember, you're under the Emergency War Powers Act of 1934. The Constitution's been suspended. You know, you have the color of law now. There is no literal interpretation of the Constitution unless you are not part of the trust, unless Congress is not your parent. Because Congress right now, for all the 14th Amendment citizens out there, Congress is interpreting the Constitution under the color of law on your behalf. That's the way it works. This is the duality of government. We have a dual system of government, but only one do they teach us about. You know, they don't teach you this at school. They just don't.
Well, if you go to my website, unbalancedpassions.com, you scroll down, there's the bill.
Unbalanced
and the
information, what?
The bill and the information if you want to read it. It's in PDF format.
No. Tell me the name of your website again.
UnbalancedPassions.com.
Is that with an S on the end? Passions, plural? Did you understand my question? Your website is www.unbalancedpassions.com. Okay, I guess we lost them. I think anybody should be able to find that, though. If you want to read about the Georgia House Bill number 875 by Bobby Franklin, go to www.unbalancedpassionorpassions.com and scroll down the page and have a look. I don't know much about it, but it sounds like somebody that's really on the right path there, this Bobby Franklin. I want to find out more about this fella. With that said, let's go to our next caller. I believe John in Colorado is on hold. John, are you with me today?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Good afternoon. I had a question. You talked about becoming a state citizen, et cetera. What would you gain and what would you forfeit by doing that?
Well, what you gain by doing that is that you gain the common law. And that is you come out from under the jurisdiction of the corporate state. So all these 60 million codes and statutes, you know, speed limits, all that stuff really doesn't apply to you anymore. So you become a free man on the land whereby, you know, you are the sovereign, and the state is your servant. And
what do you mean the state?
I mean the corporate United States.
Okay.
The federal government. Okay. Right now, you have a private contract with the IRS. You have a franchise called a driver's license. You have another franchise called a marriage license. You have another franchise called the Social Insurance or Social Security card. Each of these franchises imposes a master-slave relationships whereby you become a fiduciary. That means that you are responsible to make payments to the state. You, if in fact, are an employee of the federal government. How else could you pay into the retirement fund? And so you are required to do work and pay money into, and in return for that, they give you privileges and immunities. And, of course, those privileges and immunities can be taken and you know, can be played with any way they want to. You know, they can make all these rules about what guns you can and can't carry, you know, even though the Constitution says your rights shall not be infringed. So my point is that you don't have any rights, that this corporation out there can just, you know, take them away at will, which they almost did, if you remember.
There goes your IRA.
Think about September 15, 2008, you know, when the big TARP crisis came along. You know, if the banks had collapsed, there probably would have been martial law. They could have went around and collected everybody's gun. Why? Well, because you're going to go shoot your banker who stole all your money when his bank failed, you know. I mean, just think what could have happened. I mean, $20 trillion disappeared. You know, they stole $20 trillion from investors, and nobody's made a peep. If that's not real power, I don't know what is. It's incredible.
All right. So if you're eliminating private contracts that you've had, does that eliminate any obligations under those contracts, past obligations,
absolutely.
Future obligations?
Absolutely. And, you know, the fact of the matter is now you have an obligation to pay the interest on the $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities of the federal government into the, you know, foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. They've made promises that amount to $100 trillion of expenses. They don't know where the money's coming from. And what blows my mind is if you run the numbers, you'll know that worldwide, 80 million barrels of oil is burned every day. Now, out of that 80 million barrels of oil, there's 42 gallons for every barrel. All right? That means that if you take the United States uses 25% of those 80 million barrels or 20 million barrels, all right, and you multiply 20 million times 42 barrel gallons per barrel, you get 840 million gallons of gasoline is burned in the United States daily. And at the pump, there's a 50 plus cents, it's like 52 cents a gallon, tax that goes directly to the federal government. So if you're burning 840 million gallons a day, you take half of that, that's $420 million a day just in gasoline taxes that goes to the federal government. It's beyond my comprehension that we can't balance the budget. There's about 400 days in a year. $400 million a day is like, you know, it's enough money to do anything we need to do with. There should be no taxes. It's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Now, you probably mentioned it before, but specifically, how do you then do this, and are there other options other than becoming a state citizen? Some people talk about sovereigns and et cetera.
Well, you've got a couple of different options. The first option is to expatriate from the United States, and, you know, of course, you can't live here more than 6 months a year, but you can get out from under the IRS, you know, the federal taxation system. You know, you go and you get yourself another nationality. You know, you become a citizen of Costa Rica or, you know, Panama or wherever you want to, you know, live part of your life at. And then, you know, that's one way to do it. The neat thing about expatriating is that you still get your Social Security. So, for instance, I've talked to a truck driver, and he's made several trips to the Philippines, and he's going to go down there and buy himself, you know, he saved about $250,000. He's going to go buy himself four condominiums at about $60,000 apiece. Rent three of them out, live in the fourth one, expatriate so he doesn't have to pay any taxes, and then he still collects his Social Security. And so, you know, he has that $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month from Social Security coming in, plus he has the rents on three other, you know, condominiums. You know, he's good to go. But, you know, that's only if you want to go live in the Philippines. And, you know, if you want to live in the United States, the only remedy that I know of is to become a state citizen, and this gets you out of the jurisdiction of the United States. But, you know, you have to go to court and you have to defend your rights and you have to make the judge understand. And if you have the proper premise, the judge won't have a problem with this. These are mechanical things. You know, he's just a civil servant. But when you go in court with unsubstantiated statements like, you know, I'm this or I'm that, and, you know, he looks at you like you're crazy because you're working from the wrong premise.
All right. So, specifically, where would you get that information?
Well, I would go to packinlaw.org, and I would read The Red Amendment, the book that L.B. Bork has written, and it explains how the 14th Amendment has trapped you into this communist system. And, of course, then you can, he has a process, and you can become, you can change your nationality to the nationality of a state. And I've talked to him. He did this back in 98, and he told me that he hasn't filed a single piece of paperwork with the federal government in 12 years.
I see.
That sounds nice to me. I sure would like to have to, you know, quit filing my tax return and, you know, paying all these taxes that, they're unconstitutional, face it. They're positively unconstitutional.
You know,
somebody has the first right to your work. They get money before you do. They take it right off the top of your check. You never get to see it.
So, Phil, you haven't done this yourself, though, at this point.
I'm not to that point yet, because I understand that one of the corporate privileges, and the main corporate privilege, is to borrow money from a Federal Reserve Bank. This is a corporate privilege. And so if you have any debt, you can't do this. You got to get out of debt. You got to pay off your debt. You have to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. You have to come out of Babylon. And, I haven't been able to get out of debt.
I see.
I'm trapped in a debt. So either I can become homeless or, you know, I have to labor under the current system. But what I want to make people aware is I want them to be aware of their status. I want them to know where they stand. So at least they can make intelligent decisions in Babylon while they're there trading. Mm-hmm. Because the only way to do this is to trade your way out.
Yeah.
You know?
But what happens to bank accounts, credit card accounts?
You can have a bank account, but you cannot have an interest-bearing bank account because that's a privilege.
You've got no Social Security number, right?
Well,
what
of course
to your IRAs and
think
cash
about
in the bank?
This, though. I've made $150,000 in a year. I could easily save $50,000 a year. In 2 years, I could save $100,000.
Yeah.
Well, if I live from age 65 to 75, that's probably, you know, $150,000 is all I'm going to get from my Social Security. So, you know, it's ridiculous that they would take all this, you know, money, and then you get, you know, a small portion of it back. You'd be much better off to just save your money. And,
we realize that.
Take all the control out of your hands.
All right. So what would happen to, say, a 401k or an IRA account that's in your name on a Social Security number?
Well, you'd have to become a state citizen. You'd have to pay the penalties on it. You can't have it both ways. This is the problem. If you live under the literal interpretation of the Constitution and you become a state citizen, then you have to know how to act.
Do you totally forfeit an IRA?
You can't. That's a privilege of the state. That's a corporate privilege.
Right. Okay? So you have that at the time before you do this. You need to then take that out before you leave the system.
Yeah, you're going to have to liquidate it.
You're going to have to put
your taxes on it.
Okay. You know, so then you can't have your bank accounts need to be closed. Your credit card accounts need to be closed.
All Americans are so lazy. They want their cake and eat it too. You know?
I didn't ask for that. I'm not asking for that at all.
This is the common thing. LB has told me in personal conversations that he's had seminars to help people change their status to becoming state nationalities.
Who's LB?
And always it comes up in the middle of the seminar that all they're worried about is how to protect their 401k. They want all the privileges of the state, but they want to be exempt from the taxes. Well, you can't have the privileges and the exemption both. You just can't have it both ways. And he said over half of his classes have quit when it comes to this because, you know, they're all about, you know, saving their money in this, you know, stock invested corporate game, this, you know, Babylonian, you know, money changers game.
Good luck with that. Who is LB?
Again, he's the author of the book, The Red Amendment.
Oh, okay.
And if you'll go to packinlaw.org.
Right, I got that. That's
the Awareness Coalition. Then, you know, I recommend buy the book, read it. It'll at least explain to you your status. And, you know, I'm to the point now where I understand what my status is. It galls my ass. You know, as Colonel Mandel House said, you know, we all become their slaves no matter how begrudgingly. And, you know, I'm it. I'm perpetuating the fraud. I think most Americans are perpetuating the fraud. And, you know, we're all looking for remedy. We're all looking for redemption. And they've specifically developed the system to keep us from having redemption.
Okay, thank you.
That music you hear there means we got another word coming from our sponsors.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their tits, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Positively unconstitutional. And this being our 1-year anniversary show, and boy, time just flies when you're having fun. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I want to thank our last caller who brought up the website. Go to www.unbalancedpassions.com and read the article there about the law pending in the Georgia State Legislature. And Representative Bobby Franklin, my new main man, my favorite politician, has sponsored House Bill number 875 to restore the right to travel without a driver's license. And, you know, this is a step in the right direction. This is a true remedy. You know, this might get me to move to the state of Georgia. And with that said, I'm going to take our last caller here. You got about 3 minutes. Lark in Texas. Lark, how are you today?
Well, it's a lovely day, and especially since the occasion marks your one-year anniversary there, Phil.
It is a beautiful day, and I've been up and outside since early this morning. It was so nice and cool, and the sun is shining, the sky is clear, the air is fresh, and personally, I have planted a fall garden here in Texas, and this morning I was out eating fresh radishes out of my garden. It's just
how cool is that?
I have all fresh lettuce. It's just beautiful.
Well, I want to make a case for one of my favorite words, the hyphenated word called the tyranny of words. I remember my mother, when I was growing up, used to always often say things like, well, get yourself a Philadelphia lawyer, and he'll prove that black is not black, and white is not white, up is not up, down is not down, no problem. And I wonder if
I support the Archie Bunker school. You know, you got to get you a Jewish lawyer. They're the good ones.
Yeah. By the way, have you familiarized yourself with the matrix in the U.S. Constitution yet?
No, I haven't.
Those are the search terms, the matrix in the U.S. Constitution. Read it. I guarantee you, you'll get a smile. You'll laugh all the way through. It's written by a lawyer or a judge, a former judge, supposedly, if you can trust one of them. It talks about a lot of interesting things about if you say you're a constitutionalist, you have to ask yourself, my goodness, do I want to be a constitutor for the national debt? Things like that. I think you'll find it very interesting. I look forward to reading it. Yeah, check it out, The Matrix in the U.S. Constitution. I heard it from another caller here at RBN, and I have to say it's quite wonderful. But, even with libertarians nowadays are calling themselves communitarians. It's unbelievable. The level of insanity that I've seen permeate our society, I never thought I'd live to see the day. Did you, Phil?
You know, I could have never believed that our world is this distorted. And, I don't know when it is when you become cognizant and you stop believing in the Easter Bunny and in Santa Claus. But I mean, just think about it. Your parents, you know, they unwittingly do it, you know. The state purposefully, you know, promotes all these things to make sure that all the kids are confused so they don't know right from wrong. So, you know, when they put all this shit on us that's wrong, well, you can't tell the right from, you can't tell. You don't know what's right or wrong. You're confused. You know, you got two false choices here. Which one do you want? Bill White to spend your money or Rick Perry to spend your money? Which one? You have two false choices. Which one do you vote for? Well, is there another choice? I don't know. It's positively unconstitutional. We're out of time. Today is October the 16th, 2010. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.